Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It is Friday, and we're here to start your weekend off right. Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Justin Sylvester, joined by Lonnie Love.
Hey!
And Erin Lim Rose, who just dropped a bomb on me, y'all. Tell the people what you told me at the break.
I'm with child.
Yes! We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Congratulations.
Thank
we are
you.
Here for
Congratulations,
you.
Erin.
Well, while we wait 9 months for that baby, you don't have to wait for the House of Gucci trailer anymore because it just dropped and it's the best thing you'll see all day. Lady Gaga is doing the absolute most and Jared Leto's transformation is just nuts. Here's the first look at House of Gucci.
It was a name that sounded so sweet, so seductive. Synonymous with words, style, power.
I've been a Gucci all my life.
Your name is in the history books.
Paolo, you are Gucci, you need to dress the part.
It's chic.
You picked a real firecracker.
She's a handful.
Bravo.
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
Can you keep a secret?
Father, son, and house of Gucci.
Oh, my God.
Chills. I can't wait. Why did they drop this so early? Like, I can't
to get
wait
us
this
to
long.
Talk about it. I
Here
mean,
we are.
This is Gaga's moment. We know her as Gaga the singer, but this is what, you know, because that other movie she was in, it was great.
Yes.
This is her acting. I am so waiting for this, but you know, the Gucci people mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Gucci people are super upset, and we're going to get to that, but I have to know. Before we get into the family mess.
Okay.
Jared Leto's transformation. Are you dying over this?
Oh my God. I love a Jared Leto transformation.
Unrecognizable.
It is truly when he is his best, when he transforms into, because I feel like he really, he forgets like, oh, I'm Jared Leto. He goes fully into these characters. I think it's gonna be epic. His acting is also gonna be insane. But I also love how the real Patrizia was like, yo,
Okay. So let me ask you guys. Should the Gucci family be upset?
Yeah, they're upset.
Over what's going on? You see, I think that if you know, like if I was Patrizia and I knew that somebody was going to potentially...
You better say that name.
Patrizia. And somebody knew my steez and was going to find out some things about me, I would go ahead and make the movie that I wanted.
But they not mad about that. They mad at the casting.
Yeah.
They said, look at Jared Leto. Look at Al Pacino. They said, Al Pacino is short and fat. Uh-huh. That's not the way they want to be portrayed. That's why they pissed.
They were like, the least you could do is make them glamorous and beautiful and
that's
look
why they
like
mad.
The real people.
That is so Gucci. To be mad
so
because of the casting.
Right?
Look at Al
Pacino. Do you remember when Tracy Gold came out with the Tracy Gold story on Lifetime? Mm-hmm. And she went ahead, she acted in it, she produced it, and she took a hold of her story. The same thing with Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton produced the Toni Braxton movie, and she panpicked the girl who was going to do it. Aretha Franklin came from the grave and was like, Jennifer Hudson, you better do it. Gucci has power. Gucci has connections. Gucci should have done this story themselves.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, a lot goes into making a movie, and to get these people, I mean, we're all gonna watch it. I just can't wait. You know what I mean? So it's got everything. It's sex, it's scandal, it's murder, it's mystery,
it's
Gaga, it's Jared Leto. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Jared Leto's still fine. Mm-hmm. Even with the fat suit on. I fuck you.
Oh my gosh, yes, you would.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
And we got a new baby coming, so this is what we doing.
Don't be cursing in front of my baby.
Okay.
Okay, but how did we have no mention of Adam Driver? I know he looks a little different here, but that is daddy.
I'm not legally allowed to talk about Adam Driver on this show. That's why we didn't talk about it.
Okay.
Because I'm thirsting after that man boo, especially in that new Burberry. That new Burberry commercial.
Oh, yes.
Y'all go ahead and Google that Burberry commercial. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are catching heat for what was supposed to be the happiest day of their lives. Turns out keeping their wedding guest list tighter than a Beverly Hills facelift has upset some of their pals. Blake explained on SiriusXM's The Highway.
I've had awkward conversations with so many of my friends since this. Oh, yeah, I read y'all. Yeah, I read about that. How was that? You know, I was like, listen. You know, we kept it small. Get over it, you know?
That's cool.
It's not about you.
Aaron? Aaron, were your friends upset that they didn't get invited to your wedding?
Okay, so here's the thing. I kept it so small, strictly immediate family. Like, not even one person outside of our immediate families were there. And because I knew the second you invite one friend, they all are like, so where was my invite? I didn't even want my photographer to be a close friend who was maybe the boyfriend of a best friend, because then she would be like, well, I have to go. And then another friend would be like, I have to go. And not even one cousin, nothing, because I know how it goes. The second you step out of the immediate family, they're all at you.
You didn't go.
Oh, I didn't even know about it.
No one knew about it.
That's the E thing here. You drink the water and you get engaged and you don't tell nobody. We have to find it on the internet. You get pregnant. We don't know about it. We got to find it on the internet. That's like the E thing.
I gave you the courtesy call.
Because you knew I was going to be the friend who turns up.
Yeah. Yes. You for sure are the
friend. In a white dress.
Not the white dress.
Oh, yeah. I'm just lucky that when I get married, no one's going to want to come to my dusty-ass wedding at 65.
I'm going to be the flower girl at your wedding.
Yeah, we're going to be at your wedding.
I'm going to be there putting out the petals
with,
and
like, electric neon cowboy hats. What? We want to be there.
No, you're not going to be there.
Your husband looks like a tall Justin.
He's very, very tall.
I thought that was, how tall is your husband?
He's 6'3".
Yes, 6'3"?
And he's fine.
A cute baby. Oh, I'm so happy.
That's my baby daddy.
Lonnie,
yes, baby daddy.
Do you get upset when people keep the guest list tight and don't invite?
No, because weddings, first of all, are very costly. So I understand that. But also, you know, it's a precious moment. It is your day. And it is not for someone else to get upset because you're not invited. The thing is, you wish them well. If you want to send them a gift, hey, you can look at it like that. You don't have to send them a gift. That's
there
it.
There you go.
By the way, you know who Lonnie is? Lonnie is the girl who says that to your face. Like, I understand you wanted to keep it small. But on the phone, she's like, girl, can you believe she did not invite any of us?
You should tell
Tell her something, girl.
No.
Yeah, speak your mind. Get it off your chest.
Because I don't have a lot of friends that are getting married anyway. But, you know, if it was, I would have a conversation with them. I would have a conversation.
Yeah.
But this is the one thing that I think might have thrown people off. Carson Daly was actually at Gwen and Blake's wedding. He officiated it. If you're one of five people on a show, Adam Levine per se, would you be a little upset that Carson Daly was invited?
No, what we have to normalize is that they are coworkers. Just because you see the chemistry, there's nothing wrong with having chemistry. I had a birthday party. You didn't get invited because it was small. It was 12 people.
Ooh.
That was
he's
it.
Out about it now.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
But it's like when you have to pick and choose and you say, I want a small wedding, people automatically assume because we're on TV, then that means you're invited to everything. No, you're not invited to everything, and you should take it as that.
I am so glad you said that, Lonnie, because none of y'all invited to the baby shower.
Ooh!
I'm kidding.
Well, while I get these two together, Lonnie, how much is Morgan paying you for crisis management? Comment Inez, I'm suing, and so is Scarlett Johansson. Lord. She is suing Disney. The wild feud you never saw coming. We have expert here. We are digging into it.
Yes.
How are you going to have a birthday party, and how are you going to have a baby shower without inviting me?
I'm getting you all invited.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Disney, you in danger, girl. Because Scarlett Johansson just filed a lawsuit that is rocking Hollywood. She is suing Disney for breach of contract. Scarlett's upset because they released Black Widow in theaters and on Disney Plus at the same time. She says she was promised a theatrical release, and a lot of her cash is based on box office performance.
Uh-huh.
Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, a source familiar with Scarlett's contract says the decision cost her more than $55 million. Ooh. Sorry, I just added $5 million in there. I don't know why. $50 million.
Fit it.
Now, Disney fired back, saying her lawsuit has no merit, adding, "This lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its disregard for the horrific and prolonged effects of the COVID-19 pandemic." Now, here to help us dig into all this mess is Variety senior correspondent Elizabeth Wagmeister.
Hi. Girl, we gotta talk about this. This was a surprise to everyone.
Huge.
I mean, so what is really going on here? What is the real issue here?
So, by the way, this is one of the biggest, most impactful stories that I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely correct. This is a huge deal. So what is going on? And you broke it down perfectly, my friend.
Thank you.
By the way.
Minus the $5 million I added to that. Because 55 just sounded better.
When we're talking about that much money, does it really matter at this point? I mean, I guess it does. It's $5 million. But so Scarlett Johansson, she is one of the highest paid actors in the world, but she's upset because if this film was released just in theaters, like yes. films used to be released prior to the pandemic, then she would have made her back-end deal. So that basically means she has negotiated that she gets some sort of percentage. We don't know what that percentage is, but when you're talking about a film that makes over $1 billion, which is typical for most Marvel films, even if you get 1%, that's a ton of money.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Was this movie going to make $1 billion with all of COVID, with all of the Delta variant mm-hmm. and all the scares? Would it be on track?
So that's exactly the problem here. The answer is no. But when she signed her contract, yes. it was prior to the pandemic, prior to the film being released simultaneously on Disney Plus and in theaters. So basically what's happening is the whole world is changing with the movie landscape.
Right.
Films used to be released just in theaters. They'd have to wait about 3 months until they could be on streaming or on DVD or whatever it was back in the day.
Yes.
Now this was already changing before COVID. Now the pandemic just basically escalated this where all the studios, they want to make their money. And of course they all want their own Netflix. They all want their own streaming service to
right.
do well.
But this is the thing. Okay, because I understand that people want to say $20 million, but you got to understand she's an A-list actor.
Yes.
But for feature actors, mm-hmm. they have to do something about these streaming services because we are not being paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you get paid by the production company, but when it goes to Netflix, you don't get any money. Mm-hmm. And so really, I believe that what she's fighting for is more than just herself
uh-huh.
because $20 million is not really $20 million. She's fighting for a lot of other actors. This happened with Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
the old girl didn't make her money, but she was quiet about it. So my thing is, do you think this is gonna hurt her career?
So I don't, that's my personal opinion, but I think you bring up an excellent point because a lot of people I saw on Twitter are saying she already made $20 million from
right.
the film. She already has hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. Why is she complaining? Well, first of all, I challenge anyone who's tweeting that. If you actually yeah. were losing out on $50
yeah, yeah,
million,
yeah.
I don't care if you have $10 billion in the bank. you're going to fight for that.
And
at least
she worked for that. She worked for that.
But by the way, everybody else is getting their back in. The thing to me that seems so interesting is when actors, when TV actors, you know, were fighting about this with streaming services, what was the outcome? Because I know a lot of actors, when they talked about syndication, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, streaming was not even a blip on the radar.
Right.
So how did it end for actors?
Okay, it's a great question. It's a great question because what you're talking about is, let's talk like Friends or Seinfeld, right? We've all heard those stories that 10 years after the show went off the air, they just get a random check in the mail for $10 million for syndication. Well, now to your point, the model just isn't like that. Everyone's going to streaming. So basically how that ended is the streaming services have a lot more money than cable and network, so they give you more money up front. So you might make $30 million and it's signed and it's done from Netflix, whereas you might make with a traditional studio $10 million plus back end.
But what happens to Friends and Seinfeld? Whenever they would go to another network, they would get those mailbox checks. What happens now that they're on Netflix?
Well, I mean, in that case, those actors, they get a piece of that because when it goes to a streaming service, they would get a cut of that. But what ScarJo is doing, I agree with you 100%, Lonnie. This is a big deal, not just for her, for the industry, because right now contracts are designed that you just get the back end. But if all these studios are going to be having those streaming services, and that really is the future, that's how they're going to make their money, and actors need to get a cut.
And this is the thing. When you read the headline, the way the headline to me, it felt like they were being salacious. They were trying to say, oh, she's being greedy. She's getting paid $20 million. But what you got to understand is that she's fighting. That money is going to be gone. Just in legal costs alone, okay, it's going to be gone. So I think it's a, she's setting a precedent and she's actually fighting for other actors. My question to you is, do you think that if this was a man, like if this was a project with Chris Evans, would this be an issue?
There would be zero negative feedback on Twitter at all. Everybody would be saying, well, Chris Evans deserves $50 million because that was in his contract. So first of all, I do think there's always a double standard. I think that they are coming down more harshly on ScarJo because she is a woman. I also think it's easy to point the finger at people who are rich and famous and say, oh, boo-hoo, you know, big deal. But I completely agree with you. This is a major, major deal for the industry. Everything's changing. These studios, these major media conglomerates, they're freaking out, but they have to figure it out because if not, they're going to be sued every single time. They've got to change the way that these contracts are designed.
So you think it's going to be a massive fallout?
I think if these studios don't figure out a way that they can change the contracts that say, if you're an A-lister, you get a cut of our streaming profits, then it's going to be a disaster.
And I have to say, for feature players, it's important because they're not getting paid. They get that one-time payout, but they're not getting residuals. And for a lot of them, that's how they eat.
Yeah.
So they have to come up with something.
Robert Downey Jr., remember, he made $75 million on the back end just for one of the Avengers films because that was his percentage.
But we're also talking about a time that's not in COVID. So for somebody to say, oh, I looked at your contract and the trajectory of what this movie could have been without a pandemic is you would have made $50 million. What is it? What would it be like if, you know, she would have let...
But it's being reported. I don't know if this is true. It's being reported that her team tried to go back to Disney to renegotiate, and they didn't want to renegotiate based on the new marketing plan.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
right? It's all alleged, but I think that the kind of the proof is out there because she went public with the lawsuit. This was not her first step. If ScarJo is suing, she knows it's going to blow up. It's going to be public.
She's 2 weeks after the movie came out. But let me ask you this, because I think this is kind of sort of the age-old question. Could you take on the mouse? No matter if you're ScarJo or you're Hoojo or Flojo, can you actually take on the mouse?
I couldn't do it, but she can.
Here's the thing. She doesn't care. She has so much money. She's an A-lister. She can work wherever she wants. To Lonnie's point, I think she is doing this for other actors who can't speak up. Because if ScarJo never works with Disney again, maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she just says, this is not right. Even though we're talking about $50 million high-class problems, everyone deserves their money that they work for.
Exactly.
The whole industry is changing. And if you're not going to change our contracts, that's going to affect a lot of people who make a lot less than me. And that's what I think
Disney,
she's doing.
It's everybody.
HBO Max had a huge problem with this, and they had to pay $200 million to actors like Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves, Gal Gadot. So they've also had this problem.
Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth. That was amazing.
It's a juicy story.
It's a juicy story. We're gonna have you back because this is gonna be layers on layers on layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still ahead, Simone Biles fires back at the haters. What she's saying today? Plus, was Lonnie really Little Miss Detroit? We're playing Two Truths and a Lie when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Today is International Friendship Day, so we're gonna see how well we know each other. It's time to play Two Truths and a Lie!
Yay!
Okay, we'll each say three things about ourselves, and the others will have to guess which statement is a lie.
Okay.
I will go first. Can I get some serious music? One. I once bailed on a date by saying I had to go to the bathroom and snuck out the back door. Two, the first time I ever went to NYC, I was working for Ed Hardy when I was 21. Or three, I met Juliana Rancic years before I met Kyle Richards.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
you really went
interesting with... Which one is the bullshit?
I don't think you left out the back door. You're not that guy. You're a gentleman.
Oh, you think I'm that desperate? That is a lie. Yes, you got it.
Wow.
You know me.
Okay, I'm next. Which one is a lie? I was Little Miss Detroit, 1975. I was once in a commercial for a toe fungus cream.
Well, I know you will take a check for anything.
Or I once played the flute for President Ronald Reagan.
You know what?
I'm gonna say the flute too
because them lips can do a lot. I don't know if you can play a flute.
The lie is B. I was once in a commercial. No, I was never in a commercial for toe fungus cream.
I'm surprised. You're in everything else. By the way, I don't give a care. I was trying to get in a low Estra 21 commercial for IUD.
Of course you were.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like you would make a toe fungus commercial really fun and like engaging.
Well, that might happen now.
Here we go. We're manifesting here. Okay, which is the lie? Oh, I'm so boring with this game. I'm ambidextrous. I was born in Antarctica.
Not happening.
Or one of my pregnancy cravings is hot dog on a stick.
I feel like I would know hot dog on a stick by now.
I say B.
I'm gonna say B, Antarctica.
That's the lie.
Yes! Of course! You got it right!
I am craving hot dog on a stick though, so hot dog on a stick, if you're watching, I would really love for you to just send me a bunch of hot dogs.
Oh!
By the way, don't use this show as your own personal game. You are a guest in here, honey. Second off
Watch me never come back.
Right? No, please.
You better come back.
Can you tell everybody at home which water fountain are you guys drinking in? Because why is everybody getting pregnant but me?
It's in all of the pipes. The water is just flowing in and out.
Everybody.
It just happens. There's something in this water here.
Are you happy that you don't have to keep the secret anymore?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so relieved. Like, I was so self-conscious leading up just because I was dressing boxier and baggier and hoping people didn't notice. Turns out everyone in this room was like, yeah, we knew. Everyone knew. Gary over there was like, I knew June 19th. I'm like, that was a long time ago.
He texted it to himself, so you would know that he knew June 19th.
When do you do?
I'm due in December, mid-December.
Oh, that's coming up.
That's coming up. Yeah, I'm halfway through, you guys. Like, 20
weeks down.
So how
did you have morning sickness? I could not tell. You've been doing great.
I was really lucky and did not have morning sickness, but I had occasional nausea, super tired all the time. I needed like 2 to 3 hour naps every day, was going to bed early. Got my energy back second trimester somewhat. I'm still sleepyhead, but I mean, honestly, I feel really good.
How excited are you?
So excited! So I'm so excited. But it was really unexpected. We were not planning. We were not trying. We thought it would be like maybe a year down the way. But like Justin said, there's clearly something in this water.
I need something. Whoever the white witch is that has all y'all unlocked. Because you got engaged, married, pregnant, bought a house, and I can barely put a down payment on a damn VCR at Best Buy. Who's negotiating your contracts?
It's been a blessed year, guys. I could not wrap my head around it. Like, if a psychic was like, you're going to do all these things in 2021, I was like, nah, that's not.
You know what I always say about babies? Babies are God's way of telling the world that he is not done with us yet. He hasn't given up on us. So you look fabulous.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Happy for you.
Is that what God was saying? Because I thought he was saying, slow your ass down. Up next, want the hot looks from Gossip Girl without the Upper East Side budget. Our style expert is here to show us how. After the break, slow your ass down.
Are those Bay superstars?
Yeah.
Can I get a picture? Just because our dads hate each other doesn't mean we have to, right?
What are you doing?
What if she's cool?
She has a headband on. It's actually a scarf. It was our mom's.
The new Gossip Girl reboot on HBO Max is giving us all the fashion inspo we need for fall. So here to help you dress like the cast without blowing your budget is style expert Allison Dayette.
Hello. Okay, I don't know if you noticed, that girl was wearing it, not only her school uniform, but she was wearing a scarf as a headband.
So chic.
Well, here's the thing, though. That is such a nod to the first go-round of Gossip Girl.
Because yes, it is.
This new reboot is all about taking it out of the hair and wrapping it around the neck. So you'll see character Kate Keller wrapping a scarf around the neck or ribbons everywhere.
I love that it's all coming back. I mean, I'm dressing like a Gossip Girl star myself. Audrey Hope, she's the Upper East Side's queen of layering. So how do we layer without looking frumpy?
Okay, so here you're just going to think about how you do proportionally. So if you're going to go oversized on your top half, well, then you're going to look for sleek on your bottom half. That way you don't look frumpy or everything oversized, because you don't want to lose the sense of where's your body in the pieces. So let's break it down, because we don't have the bank account of Audrey Hope's character.
Oh, I wish.
We've said we're going to create that little look for less. So we've got her in an Arizona cardigan, oversized, comfy knit. We've got an ANA shirt available at JCPenney. We've got a Worthington skirt, mixed tights, an affordable Liz Claiborne bag, and then the must-have for every gal this fall, and probably the last few years as well, is a great pair of booties.
Yeah, you need the booties, because they will last all season long.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Particularly in LA. We don't ever seem to worry about what temperature it is.
No, never. Luna loves her designer labels. Can we get a look like this without breaking our bank, though?
Oh, definitely. So, you know, Luna's character loves Burberry, Fendi, mm-hmm. Louis Vuitton, but you can create a look similar for $150 and less from top to bottom.
Okay,
so
tell me more.
We were able to create that look by using a Rye Gloss blouse that looks incredibly similar to Luna's character. We've got a Worthington skirt available at jcp.com. We've got great little cuddle dud anklets. We've got Worthington sandals. And then, of course, like big hoops, and those are from Silver Reflections. And here's the little tip. If you want to add a little youthful vibe to your look via Gossip Girl, it seems all you do is add anklets or socks.
I am so glad that socks with heels are a thing, because I was doing it years ago and people were looking at me funny at the red
and
carpet.
They brought it back.
And now it's like, look at this, Upper East Side, you guys. Classy. Okay, Kate Keller is known for her perfectly tailored pants and preppy tops. So show us how to pull this look off.
Okay, so what you want to do is not completely rehash the preppy handbook from like the 80s. Instead, you wanna give it a little sass of your own. So okay. Like Kate Keller's character was all about oversized collars and a little extra details or various colors. So for our gal, well, I love this. Look for tops that have a little lace or eyelet or a puff sleeve. Mm. Look for pants that are definitely tailored, and that could mean going to a tailor or seamstress to nip in the pant or give a little hem. And all of these pieces, I do want to say I couldn't help myself because this was such a good comparison look. It's a sneak peek of what you'll find all the pieces at JCPenney, specifically this outfit in September. I saw it and I was like, no. I've got to show it off.
And the monochromatic, it's so good.
Yeah, I love, and this is like a window pane pant on her, and those pants have a little slit on the interior of the leg, so it just really flows as she's walking. So a little sneak peek. Yeah,
I'm going to need that before it drops. Do you got the plug?
I do. I'm totally going to slide it
your way. Let me know. All right, Monet Dehon is a big fan of the mini skirt and the blazer combo. What is the key to this? This is what I was wearing the other day, and I was like EXO Gossip Girl all over the place.
Okay, well, the key to this is the fact that this is that enviable combo of power and body confidence. So if you want to play off power player, look for tailored blazers. Skip the oversized boyfriend blazer. Look for something that's fitting your body. Now, we created this look with a great Worthington blazer and paired it with a silky short, but you're still getting a similar look. We've got a Liz Claiborne bag and Liz Claiborne flats. And again, we paired it with some socks. Almost like it's very kind of preppy, chic schoolgirl. And here's the ultimate key, which I really think Gossip Girl has done so flawlessly, adding a little panache to all your outfits, whether it's the ribbon tied around the neck, a fabulous bold belt, or here we're on our model, we're adding these brooches and pins. And again, you can do it affordably. So many different brands out there, you can create the look from JCPenney to Ryegrass to Liz Claiborne.
Wow. See, I had to wear uniforms in middle school and I hated it, but now I wish I knew all of these tips. So great.
Of girlfriends who were like hiking up the skirt, rolling
yeah, yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now we know how to make our uniforms really, really chic, you guys. Okay. Thank you so much, Allison. And you guys, for more styling tips, follow her on Instagram at Allison Dayett. Okay, and after the break, Bachelorette star Tyler Cameron is opening up about his love life and his secret about Jennifer Aniston. It's our new interview. It's next. Welcome back. We're talking Olympics in today's Hollywood Minute. Simone Biles took to Instagram to shut down her critics. She said she didn't quit and explained the twisties phenomenon and how it knocked her out of this week's competition. It's when a gymnast loses understanding of where they are in the air, putting them at risk of hurting themselves when they land. Simone added, it isn't about having a bad performance and quitting right now. It's about safety. Even Olympic gold medal superstars like Suni Lee gets jitters. She opened up to NBC's Today Show about what it's like waiting for your turn.
In that moment, I literally felt like I was gonna puke. Like, I was so nervous. just telling myself to calm down.
And a swimming victory ends in a group hug. Right after, South African swimmer Tatiana Schoonmaker took the gold in the 200-meter breaststroke, her competitors, Americans Lily King and Annie Laser, who took silver and bronze, gathered for a big squeeze full of congratulations. And that's your Hollywood Minute. All right, so things didn't work out the way Tyler Cameron wanted on The Bachelorette, but his life after reality TV is pretty sweet. He told me all about his new lady and how Jennifer Aniston changed his life. Tyler Cameron!
Karen Lim, it is good to be back on here with you. How are you?
Oh, so good. Let's have some fun, dude. Okay, first of all, you wrote a book. Congratulations. Like, just give us the log line right here.
Thank you. You know, surprisingly, it wasn't just a picture book.
I love that you said that this book was supposed to be a love letter to your younger brothers. And if you could go back to the 13-year-old you, what is something that you would tell yourself?
The 13-year-old me, well, he was a knucklehead. I would tell him, one, get your crap together. Two, focus. And three, don't worry, you got your heart broken, but keep trying. You're going to find a girl one day.
Did anyone get a heads up that you were writing this book and that you were going to be talking about your experiences, like Hannah, for example?
Look at me. We're going to have fun regardless, all right? Mm-hmm. We'll make the most of it.
We reached out and we talked to each other.
And you even included the marriage proposal that you would have given to Hannah if she hadn't stopped you. It's such a personal thing. What made you want to include that?
Because I want to put everything out there. That would be a great experience. I think, you know, prior to going on the show, I had to kind of grow up and become a man. A lot of confidence for myself. You know, I didn't believe in who I was as a man anymore. I was kind of like always identified as a college football player. And once that was gone, I was like, who am I? I think when I got off the show, though, I was kind of, you know, portrayed to be this perfect goody-goody guy. And now you see me 24/7 do whatever, and I just do what I want to do.
And you're clearly ready to be in a relationship now. Look, TC, it's me. Tell me about this woman. Who is she? How did it happen?
She is the most beautiful girl in the world. And we make each other very happy, and we have a good time. And pretty simple as that.
I love to see you happy. You know it's impossible to be private with you, right? Like, you are now like a celebrity. Jennifer Aniston admitted that she is a massive Bachelor fan. And you told the story about how mm-hmm. she was saying hi to you at the People's Choice Awards.
I was walking through the hallway, going to the bathroom, and I looked over, and there's like an angel floating through the hallway, like lights, you know, everything. And then she's like, hey, how are you? And I look at the girl next to me, and she goes, I'm pointing at her. And she's like, no, how are you? I'm like, talking to me. And I was like, I'm good, how are you? You know, but she just kind of floated off into the distance, and I'm like, Jennifer Aniston knows who I am. I can just quit now. I went back to the table and told my mom, Jennifer Aniston knows who I am. She just said hi to me. Like, we can leave now. We're good. We're done. Yeah.
Tyler's book, You Deserve Better, is out now. Check it out wherever you find books. Now, after the break, Lonnie and I are going to get rewarded for not having kids because we're making cotton candy cocktails and Aaron can't have any. Stay with us.
Drunk uncle.
Thanks.
Thanks to all the mocktails. 2 days in a row, y'all. And I guess it's another national holiday because National Cotton Candy Day is tomorrow. Yeah. But we are celebrating today. Who makes these days? But since we have one, Chef Attila is here to help us out. He's the executive chef from one of my favorite places, Barton G. Mariah Carey, Katy Perry. Love to dine there. All I've bad, seen yeah. both of them there on different times.
Yeah.
We have to make one of their favorite drinks today.
Let's do it. Let's do it up. You know what? The first thing we're gonna do, we're gonna turn this cotton candy machine on.
Cotton okay. candy.
We and have I'm to do get it. You guys, though, just so you know, you don't need a cotton candy machine at home to make this. Scan that QR code. We're gonna get this baby fired up. Let's go.
You guys are gonna yes. be my floss fairies right now.
Cotton Let's do
candy
it.
Floss fairy.
Ooh, woo. Okay. Right. We stay over here.
Yeah. You know?
In the meantime, I'm gonna splash up these martini glasses with a little bit of liquid nitrogen.
Ooh.
That's gonna make for a really cool effect.
Yes. Oh. Wait, is this ever safe to drink? Though?
No, you can see what happens. We got tricks, I'll tell you.
Because I get so okay. nervous
you
to drink
fancy,
the hydrogen.
All right? Yeah.
Now, let's grab up some floss. So you just want to grab this up like so, pull it up all dramatic-like, give it a good twirl.
Lonnie, watch yourself, your fingers.
You got yourself some rosettes.
Oh, look, that's it. Okay, this is really, I can't just love
pull it up,
this.
Pull it up from right here. You know what?
I'll Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice demo. Okay, let's get to the drink.
Let's do it. So here, grab your floss sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Get it right over the top of that.
I like it.
And then let's start mixing.
Now, what do Mariah and them, what are some of their dishes?
What do they eat?
Yeah,
like
when they
all
come.
The staples. They're like our Pop-Tarts. We do like a grown-up, lobster Pop-Tart. We got fried shrimp and an oversized popcorn
Ooh.
Machine.
Ooh, yes.
The steak you mentioned,
it's
you know, that's always a good
there.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got a couple ice cubes in here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then let's get our vodka in there.
Yes.
We got two ounces of vodka.
Now, do you have to use real sugar or can you use substitute?
So here's what's cool about this. This is actually substituting a, like the simple syrup element of a cocktail, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you have the floss sugar out like that, the acid from all the other fruit juices is gonna just do that. It's gonna turn it into like a simple syrup.
Oh, wow.
I like that. And this is grapefruit, right?
So we got a little grapefruit in there, a little pineapple juice, a splash of strawberry juice. Shake it. So you got a couple effects here. The acid from the cocktail, right? Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
It's gonna melt that cotton candy floss
down. Mine's fine, is that okay?
Down. Yeah.
Can't get my top off.
You can't get your top off, Lonnie?
And then as soon as it hits.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah, I like that.
Liquid nitrogen coming up.
Yes.
Just go ahead and pour it right on there.
Wow.
Okay, this is probably the party trick of the year.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that fun?
That is so fun.
I mean,
it might be a little hard to achieve the liquid nitrogen at home, but I'll tell you, you get a cotton candy machine, you throw that over the top.
And I will tell you guys, the liquid nitrogen really keeps the glass cold.
Oh, yeah, that helps, too.
Like, it really does.
Look at that. That is so pretty.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Cheers to Aaron's baby. She can't drink.
Cheers to Aaron's uterus.
So we do all sorts of fun stuff with liquid nitrogen at the restaurant. One of the cooler things I think we do is we've got, like, a really stiff grown-up popsicle.
Ooh.
And then when you get that in there, It starts, you know how you have a drink over rocks?
Yes.
By the bottom of it, it's kind of just watery. Not our drinks. No, they're getting stiffer,
how
they're changing.
How did you come up to with these ideas, this type of drink?
Yeah, just playing around with the stuff. You got to taste it. You got to know it. You got to know how to use the equipment. Mm-hmm. Although you figure that out pretty quick.
Oh, this is
and
good.
And then a balance of flavors, right? So you get like the sweetness from a little bit of grapefruit and pineapple, the tart. You need the acid from the lime juice.
Yeah.
Just the right amount of vodka.
Look, we all quiet right here.
This is so good.
What I love about Barton G is it's an experience. Like, it almost feels like theater dinner. And you guys do this really cool thing with Marie Antoinette's hair with the cotton candy. That's one of my favorite things ever. Yeah. Look right here. Like, I just need my hair to look like that every day.
Yeah, that's one of our signatures. Yeah, absolutely an experiential experience there. I mean, you're getting more than just dinner. It's a bit of, you know, it's dinner and show. We got, you know, not exactly all smoke and mirrors, but we got smoke, we got mirrors, we got a lot of things going on, you know, so.
Well, you got good drinks.
Great drinks. And you guys, if you are ever in Chicago, L.A., Miami, you have to make a reservation for Barton G. It's fun for the whole family, but don't bring your kids after 9 p.m. because that's when I show up. Thank you so much, Chef Akilah. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys
for
having me.
Come back anytime.
All right.
Stick around because up next, the powerful and heartwarming moments from last night's NBA draft. Our Feel Good Friday stories are here right after this.
I'm feeling good already.
We cannot let you start your weekend off without a little Feel Good Friday.
Yes! Woo!
Last night at the NBA draft on ESPN, an honorary draft pick was given to a young basketball star who died in a car crash. It was a very emotional moment for his family. Watch this.
It is my honor to now announce that with the next pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the NBA selects Terrence Clark from the University of Kentucky.
Wow.
I mean, this was so great for the NBA to do this. It's an honorary draft pick, and his mom was there and his family, and it was such a tragic loss. He was going to be a great talent, and that smile of his, and I was just glad that they did something to recognize. He was a great young man. It was just a tragedy. But for the NBA to do this, it just shows you just how much class they have.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, I can't imagine going through that as a mother. Oh, my gosh. And I mean, to now just be on that stage and to have all of those people in support and showing love.
Yeah.
And he was going to go first round. Like, that's huge. So
he will always be remembered.
He will
great,
always be
great
remembered.
Young man.
And remember, like, it's just not just about the player. When you get drafted, it's your family who supported you, who was there for you when you were, you know, trying to accomplish your dream. So this is a big deal. Another thing that we want to point out is the Skid Row Fashion Week brand is using fashion for a good cause.
Yes!
They're having a block party in LA tomorrow where their collection of tees, hoodies, and accessories will help raise money for new water fountains and showers for the people of Skid Row.
Oh, this is great.
It's this Saturday at Dover Street Market. It's 11 to 5.
We'll be there.
And I wanted to point this out because the guy who does this, his name is David Sebastian. He has a clothing line, a Skid Row clothing line, and what he does is he hires and trains the people of Skid Row to work at his factory and gives them jobs and opportunities and lets them learn a new skill set.
This is awesome, especially with the homeless problem that's growing, especially here in Los Angeles. This is what we talk about with each other, helping each other to get over things like this. This is fabulous. I'm going to make sure that I buy some things and support him. It's just great, you know?
And it gives people hope, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Like, you have a place in this world, and it's not too late to get up and do something and to help someone else in their future.
Definitely.
Can you imagine if you couldn't take a shower? Like, even the simplest things as feeling clean or clean water, like, that to me is the foundation, and I'm so glad this guy's doing this. You guys, thank you for joining us. Erin, thank you for sharing your big news with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we really appreciate it. You guys, set your DVRs right now because you don't want to miss Daily Pop next week. We're hanging with Kate Hudson, Paris Hilton, Ryan Reynolds, and I have two surprises I'm not going to tell you about. I'm just going to sip this martini and wait for you to set those DVRs.
Just say it.
Watch Daily Pop every weekday at 11 right here on E! Stay black. We love you guys.
Did you say stay black?
I did.
Oh.